This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, the 25th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm night across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, amid a truce, Hezbollah attacks IDF in South Lebanon. Troops kill six gunmen in Bint Jabal. That's according to the Times of Israel from earlier today. Also, at least 15 Hezbollah ceasefire violations in 4 days as Israel remains silent. Ynet reported this 10 hours ago. Also this hour, Israel prepares for talks or a return to fighting. This comes as a third aircraft carrier heads to the region. N12 provided this update 5 hours ago. Separately, IDF strikes in Lebanon after a Hezbollah ceasefire violation. The terrorists fired rockets into Israel earlier today. JNS reported this. And finally, Netanyahu reveals prostate cancer treatment. He had kept his diagnosis secret during the Iran war. This story comes from Forward 6 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ariel Osseran, a journalist, reported an hour ago that around 40 masked Hamas gunmen stormed a residential building in Gaza City. They attacked civilians over a personal dispute. Brett McGurk, a senior foreign policy analyst, announced he'll be live on CNN's AC360 at 8 p.m. ET with the latest on Iran. Ihab Hassane, a human rights advocate, posted an hour ago that Hamas commits crimes without facing accountability, often overlooked by organizations due to their involvement. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the attack in South Lebanon, the Times of Israel reports that Hezbollah's assault coincides with a fragile ceasefire extension announced by Trump. The IDF responded by striking buildings used by the attackers. This incident raises concerns about the ceasefire's viability. Turning to Israel's strategic preparations, according to N12, the arrival of a third aircraft carrier underscores the region's escalating tensions. Jared Kushner and other diplomats head to Pakistan for crucial talks. The outcome could sway regional stability or lead to renewed conflict. Meanwhile, separate IDF strikes in Lebanon followed Hezbollah's rocket attack. JNS highlights that this response comes amidst ongoing ceasefire violation. The IDF's actions signal a firm stance against provocations. Finally, Netanyahu's health revelation. Forward reports that the Prime Minister underwent treatment for early-stage prostate cancer during the Iran conflict. This disclosure could impact his political standing and public perception. On the economic front, first, the pound is plummeting against the shekel, now valued at around 4 shekels, a sharp decline. Maariv Business reported this development. Separately, ServiceNow has completed a significant $7.75 billion acquisition of Armis. CTech reports this move strengthens their focus on AI security. And finally, Apple has named John Ternus as CEO. He takes over as Tim Cook steps into the role of executive chairman. This change was highlighted by Ynet Business. That's your Israel 18 News update. For morning, we'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.